Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, episode 99, one away from 100. Oh boy. What's gonna happen? No one knows. Will I reveal myself as a liberal cock? Will he come out as full-on conservative? No one knows. We will find out on episode 100. But before we get ahead of ourselves, we have an episode ahead of us, filled to the brim with wonderful topics. But before we get in there, tour dates. Thank you. September 11th, Calgary. There is a second show added to the Danger Room. So there is a late show that will take place at the Comedy Cave in Calgary, Alberta. September 29th in Salmon Arm, September 30th in Kelowna, October 1st in Kamloops, and a second show has been added in Kamloops. Where can you get tickets, Uncle Hack? Well, very simple. www.dangercatshop.com, and you can catch myself, Sam Walker, and Brett Forte live in front of your eyes, telling you things that the media doesn't want you to hear, apparently. Exactly. But anyways, let's get into the show. First off, let's get something off our plate, okay? No hate mail. What did I ask last episode? I said, hey, send me your hate mail. Get it off your chest. Deliver it to me. Give me whatever it is stored inside your skull. Just send it my way. Zero emails. So what does that tell us? Is somebody possibly manufacturing their own hate for the Canadian media? Because it seems like, you know, let's be real. Let's call it as it is. This audience might be the audience to actually go out and send some of those emails. And I received zero. Okay, zero of those emails. And what did I prove? What did I prove to you? Why are you talking about this, Hack? Simple, because I think there might be a little of some backdoor war room bullshit happening there, you know? Sometimes you just got to stir the pot yourself. You can't wait for somebody to come around and add their own sugar and spice and everything nice into your little pot of stew that you're about to serve to the fine folks of this wonderful country. No. Instead, unfortunately, you need to do it yourself sometimes, which I was advocating. Don't send it to them. Send it to me. Let's read it on the show. Not one email. Not a single email, no $50 words put in an email sent to my way, sent to my inbox. Ugh, it's disappointing, but also relieving. Is that the general pulse of the overall public right now? Is that how we're truly feeling? You know, we're all boosted up and mellowed out. Is that what's going on? Which later in the show, we're going to talk about Big Trudy. Big Trudy, the number one star of this show. We love him around here. Look at him. Look at how great he looks. Sitting there with his tongue out and blackface. You could have that tea. This is a strictly promo episode. It is nothing but promo. We got Big Trudy back here. Talking moistly with his tongue out. What an asshole. But we'll be discussing a little bit of the 3 months for every booster. But first and foremost, this is one of the funniest fucking things in the most Alberta robbery I've ever seen in my time, okay? Things are getting sticky out there, right? We got to get a... Every fucking day, everybody's planning. You remember, what was it? Trailer Park Boys, when they were planning the big dirty? They were going to rob that gumball machine full of toonies. Change. You got to go for change, brother. You got to get the change. Cadillac. old Cadillac telling them to get the change. Well, one of those guys, a few gentlemen out here, out in Alberta, did not get the memo. And this article is something else. It is exactly what I live for. These are the types of things. I'm going to read the headline for you. Two tracked down by RCMP helicopter after a bank robbery southeast of Edmonton. It happened in Daysland, Alberta. I used to play senior hockey out there. The Daysland Stars. A significant amount of money has been recovered in a total of 26 charges laid after an ATB Alberta Treasury branch was smashed and robbed earlier Wednesday morning in Daysland, Alberta. Officers at the nearby Killam-Forsberg detachment were called about a break-in at 4:13 a.m. When a police officer arrived, the robbers had already fled the scene with an ATM in the back of a pickup, leaving the front of the bank destroyed. Oh, fuck. Surveillance video obtained by CTV News Edmonton shows two people using a piece of machinery, which Mounties said was stolen, to get into the bank and steal the ATM. No shit, it was stolen. Get out of here. You mean to tell me these guys didn't bring down their own machinery to nab themselves a nice little ATM machine? Oh, boy. Officers were able to identify two suspects near Bashaw, Alberta, with the help of a helicopter. Parts of the ATM, significant amounts of currency, vehicles, and other stolen items have been recovered. Let's go right to the source here. Let's see what the fine folks of the mainstream media of CTV News Edmonton have to say. Look at this. I was even smart. Preloaded it, so there's no ads. Let's get right into this.
Good evening. An array of smash and grab thefts is devastating small town Alberta businesses. A bank in Daysland is the latest target. Overnight thieves entered through a wall with a piece of heavy machinery. Here's David Owasek with exclusive video of that break-in.
An early morning smash and grab at a bank in the small Alberta town of Daysland. Such a common rural crime that even people who didn't know for sure just assumed it.
I seen it all boarded up and that's what I supposed happened.
Surveillance footage.
Boy, oh boy, I love small town Alberta. I'm born and bred there, okay? Yeah, took a look at it. Must have been them goddamn Van Buren boys. You know, the great tale of the big heist. They've been talking about the big dirty now for some time. And here they came waltzing down the street with a telehandler and bashed it into the side of the Alberta Treasury branch. And they got out of there with a handsome amount of money, about $2,000, $3,000. The fuck is happening? You know, this is what I mean. Like, this is what I enjoy about small towns and the community all behind them, right? You stick to your roots, right? You stick to your roots, that old-fashioned way of living. We're not going to go online and try and, you know, coax people into buying crypto. Nope, we're going to rob a bank. We didn't even need any weapons. The old-fashioned way, you know, no civilians hurt. That's respectable, all right? No, not just coaxing old people with scams online, you know? Trying to trick your friends. I see the big trend right now is everybody's DMing how much money they're making off of crypto mining. That's a fun one, right? You get these morons inboxing you with screenshots of how much money they've made crypto mining. And now they want you to get involved with it. You know, it's basically the fucking, what was that? Arbonne. It's the Arbonne for fucking morons, even dumber people. At least you get like a physical product in your hand. But it really works. I was finally able to buy a Tesla. Get the fuck out of here. Not these guys, though. This is respectable. This is a respectable crime right here. They got in the pickup, two of them got together. What do you say, me and you start robbing banks? And I guarantee you that was a conversation after, you know, maybe a few doobies and a couple of drinks. And one of them, you know, one was in a hard spot and the other one was just learning he's about to be in one. and it was a conversation over a bottle of whiskey, and he looks at him and be like, why don't we rob banks? What the fuck are you talking about? What are we, Butch Cassidy and the fucking Midnight Kid? The Sundance Kid? Sorry, the Midnight Kid. That's even funnier because this happened at like 3 or 4 in the morning. I'll let old Johnny fucking reporter give you the deets, but it is hilarious.
Shows this was the piece of equipment used, and Wednesday morning before 4 a.m., this telehandler, along with a dark pickup truck, pulled off the destructive theft of the ATM inside the ATB branch. Video from the pharmacy next door shows the first attempts to pull the ATM right out of the building didn't work. Then one of the two suspects grabs some chain from the truck. They try pulling with that, but again, no success. The rumor up and down Main Street is that this heist was timed to coincide with the train.
Jesus Christ. For those just listening in the truck, this goddamn reporter looks like fucking Gary Busey if he got off the pills. Buddy's out here, middle of Daysland, and he's just like, probably had to get up that morning and be like, I'm getting sent to Daysland about a fucking bank robbery. You gotta be shitting me. Bank robbery? How do they rob the bank? Well, they smashed it with a telehandler. Get the hell out of here. Is this the desperate times that we're falling upon? You know what? At least they robbed a bank. That's respectable in my mind. You know, you're not holding up a corner store owned by a local family. No, it went right to the source. Where is the money? Money's in the bank. Let's go to the bank. Let's fucking rob the bank. I haven't heard of a good bank robbery in a while, you know? The last one I heard was Mark Hughes when he was fucking chasing dragons on heroin, going in and trying to rob a bank in Vancouver, which ended up in the slammer. God bless him. I hope he's doing well out in Toronto, by the way. If you're out there, definitely check him out. Great comic. Really rock solid guy as well. The story is hilarious of him trying to, you know, get a little bit of gold money so that way he can put a fucking gram in his arm. But we got, sorry, Gary. Sorry, Gary Busey. I didn't mean to interrupt you here.
Going by very loudly early in the morning, but as you'll see from the video, this didn't go very smoothly. It takes several minutes before the driver of that heavy lift equipment figures out.
What the fuck is this idiot talking about? It took several minutes. They smashed a wall down. You moron. Jesus Christ. Give credit where it's due. They stole a telehandler like that, and that takes a little bit of effort. And then a few minutes, it took them, as you can see, it didn't go as smoothly as possible. You idiot. This is why journalism is plummeting. You know, he's trying to sell you on the fact that it's actually pretty difficult to steal a ATM out of a bank. But meanwhile, all this jackass did was back up a telehandler, run it into the wall like it's the local smash-up derby, and he's got about 4 Budweisers in him. Hooked the chains to the fucking machine, put it in the back of a pickup, and fucked off. It took them, you know, a couple minutes. 3 minutes while the train was passing in town so nobody could hear jack shit. Give them credit, you dickhead.
How to use the extended forks to inflict maximum damage to the bank. Watch the ATB sign come down along with the front of the building. The ATM is brought out moments later, and two suspects drive away in the pickup with their prize in the back, but they don't get far.
The Central Alberta District Crime Reduction Unit identified potential individuals who may have been involved in that theft, and they located their two suspects in a stolen vehicle, and with the use of an RCMP helicopter, they were able to safely arrest those two suspects.
It's alleged the machinery used was stolen in...
It's alleged. Reporter voice is so funny. It's like back to the Valbella gourmet foods. You child grooming trannies. It's alleged that the telehandler was stolen. No, Busey. They loaded it up on their gooseneck trailer, toted it down to Daysland. They even, you know, they went to even safety precautions on making sure that it was strapped down to the DOT's regulations. You know what? Give this guy a raise. Give him a raise. He deserves it. Give him the amount of effort that it goes into journalism these days. They're not getting paid for what they're worth. You know, they're not. The effort.
It is allegedly that they stole it.
Jesus Christ. And I get it. He's got to sit there and do the dance. You know? Holy fuck. Let's replay that.
It is allegedly.
Vehicle, and with the use of an RCMP helicopter, they were able to safely arrest those two suspects.
It's alleged the machinery used was stolen in Daysland as well. The pharmacy that supplied this video says RCMP are simply too far away in the town of Killam to deter crime like this. Locals say this has happened before.
And they took the machine, broke everything. It was all boarded up just like the other.
The credit union right across the road was hit a few years back, they say. And like the ATB just now, it too suffered major damage after the theft of an ATM. David Wasik, CTV News, Daysland, Alberta.
It does like, whoa, enough. The fuck out of here with that. What's wrong with you? It does suck for the locals because two morons decided to smash up the bank. Now, you know, grandma can't go down and pay her bills the old school way because she refuses to use the internet, right? Like most of us nowadays, you don't even... When's the last time you've been to a bank? It's the old timers that take a hit here. You know, you want to withdraw a few bucks instead of paying $5 ATM machine or ATM fees down at the local grocer. Here you are, two banditos on the run. Butch Ass Eater and the Sun and the Midnight Kid. Holy fuck. Smashing the old smash and grab method. Christ almighty. What is happening out there? Do I not have a pulse? Am I tone deaf to like how difficult things are out there? Do I got to go and work the pipeline to get a pulse on where everybody's at? What do I got to do? I got to go down to a few local dive bars, sit in there and see where everybody's feeling. Hey, fucking, yeah, maybe that's, you know, the old Alberta way of gone in 3 minutes. Okay? Nicolas Cage rams a telehandler into the side of the local bank. A few years back, they got the service union and they struck again. Left the taps running, called them the wet bandits. Wow. I just wanted to bring that little article up because I thought it was a fun little way to start the episode. You know, I got to massage some things into people before we get into the deep and dark, dirty shit. You know, it's always fun. That's a fun little article, you know. Is it easier than you thought? Probably. You know, you're looking at that thinking, Christ, I could easily get away with that. In fact, it's almost like bull riding. Now maybe a few of you are sitting there inside your own head and be like, it took him 3 minutes. Fuck, I could get that thing out there in a minute and a half. I could ride the bull longer, you know, kind of opposite with timing, but you get what I mean. Old son, Jesus Christ, that is too good. Can you imagine that? I'd love to be at the table of conversation that took place where this idea got brought to light. You know, let's get a little deeper into the article here. The Edmonton, the old smash and grab brothers. Let's see here. Okay. Nicholas Avenklink, 29, of Lacombe County, has been charged with break and enter, 4 counts of mischief over $5,000, 4 counts of possession of property obtained by a crime over $5,000, possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000, fraudulent concealment, possesses break and enter tools. He
fucking had a telehandler, man. Fuck, he could break into anything. Christ almighty. I know George up the street who's got a pair of pliers. Fucking charge him. Three counts of fail to comply with release conditions, obstruction, careless use of ammunition, of course, that had to be in there. Possession of a controlled substance. There we go. That's exactly what it was. The fellas were cranked up on a little bit of methamphetamines, thought it'd be a good idea to rob the local bank in Daysland. And last charge is dangerous driving. Clink is in custody and will appear in the Red Deer Provincial Court on September 2nd. Get the fuck out of here. They're already in and out. I'm 5 days behind. Tyler Jackson Patton, 32 years old, of Lacombe County, has been charged with break and enter to commit two counts of mischief over $5,000, possession of property obtained by a crime over $5,000, possession of property obtained by a crime under $5,000, fraudulent concealment, possesses break and enter tools. Jesus Christ, that is too fucking funny. Here we go. Crystal Nash from ATB told CTV, "We are deeply troubled by the recent incident that took place at our Daysland branch. We understand that this is an unsettling time for the community, our customers, and our team members. Our team members in Balfe, Killam, Forsberg, and Camrose are ready to serve our Daysland clients." Just had to get that in there. Daysland is about 120 kilometers southeast of Edmonton. Beautiful. Beautiful. The images. Related images. Holy shit. Did they do some work on the front of that fucking place? They got the job done. Kinda. The getaway was a little, you know, that right there is the possession of the controlled substance talking. Is the getaway was a little rocky, you know? It was a little rocky. They could have cleaned that up and did a little bit of a better job. But there you have it, folks. That's the first article of the day that we needed to chat about what's happening out there in small town Alberta. You know, the rest of the eyeballs of us are always, you know, you always see Alberta, typical Texas out there. And we skirt past little articles like that. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Let's get into our next little fun one here. This is great. This is fucking phenomenal. Now a lot of you, maybe you're up to date with the Ukrainian war or what's going on over there, right? Regardless, this is fabulous. John Stewart and the Pentagon honor Ukrainian Nazi at Disney World. You know, the punch a Nazi people really don't punch Nazis when there's Nazis in front of them. Isn't that nice? Isn't that beautiful? He even has an Azov battalion shirt. Which we talked about the Azov Battalion on here before, but if you need an update, is basically a neo-Nazi militant group in Ukraine that's been involved with, a few wars over there. Currently, a little bit of a Nazism is a bit of a hotbed over there if you've ever paid attention to Vice News prior to Putin invading over there, but this is great. So... the Pentagon paid for this idiot. Defense Department sponsored Warrior Games featured liberal comedian John Stewart awarding a member of Ukraine's neo-Nazi Azov Battalion at Disney World. The Pentagon refused to tell the Gray Zone whether U.S. taxpayers funded the foreign competitor's travel. Walt Disney right now is just, you know, as we all know, Walt, not too keen on the Jewish community, okay? As we've learned now in the future, not the biggest fan. This is what he built the park for. is for the American government to bring over some fascists, if you will, from the Ukraine to enjoy the teacup ride with his fellow soldiers. This August, during the Department of Defense's annual Warrior Games at Disney World in Orlando, Florida, this August 19th to 28th, liberal comedian awarded a Ukrainian military veteran named Ihor Halashka the Heart of the Team, an award for inspiring his team with his personal example. Holy fuck. Halashka happens to have been a member of the neo-Nazi Azov Battalion, which has been armed by the U.S. and integrated into the Ukrainian National Guard. The award-winning ultra-nationalist wore a sleeve over his left arm as he accepted the prize, presumably to cover up his tattoo of the Nazi Sonnenrad, or the Black Sun. There it is. That's great. That's beautiful. There he is. He's having a good time. He's in the hospital. He's got himself a nice Mickey Mouse, a cute little teddy bear. He's not the kind of Nazi that you think. You know, he's one of the good ones. Okay? One of these empathetic in ways. You know? Just wanted to come over and see the great facility that Walt Disney built, while secretly disliking Jews. They were joined at the ceremony for this year's competition by Darius Rucker, the former vocalist for the glorified band Hootie and the Blowfish, and liberal comedian John Stewart. That's a good look. That's a good look for late night television, really putting their thumb down on everything they stand against, right? You know, first, Trump was their main target, but they skirted past. They put so much effort into hating Trump that they didn't realize that they brought a fascist or a neo-Nazi. The everything that they hate and claim that the alt-right is, they literally brought the alt-right. Like, this is your token alt-right figurehead that you could use to just slander and put down, but we wouldn't want that. We wouldn't want that.
Come on, man.
No, I know, Boozy. It's getting out of control over there. This is too good. This is too good to be true. The Warrior Games. Heart of the Team. You know, he was able, you know, he had Mein Kampf memorized word for word, like a pastor does with the Bible, right? You could be like, paragraph 2, page 89. There are the Jews. The announcer proclaimed that Ihor inspires his team with his personal example and his unique sense of humor. Yeah, he's over there doing, like, you know, those classic, they're kind of naughty jokes, naughty, like, Jew jokes, and being like, well, why did Hitler kill himself? Because he got the gas bill. Thank you. Yeah, that's, Ihor is just over there laying those down. How many Jews can fit in the car? Well, 4 in the seats and 300 in the ashtray. I'm killing right now. I'm fucking killing. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Then it's like, how many black? Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Knock it off. No black jokes. Inspires his Sergeant First Class Ihor Halashka embodies the spirit and determination that is the heart of Team Ukraine. Yeah, it just cuts to that clip of, you remember when they had that little clip of the Tiki Torches bros in the Charlottesville when they're like, Jews will not replace us. They're just fucking yelling that shit. It's the heart of Ukraine, you know? It is the beating heart of the Ukrainian spirit. Old Halushki over here. Halushka. Halushka? We'll have to figure that out. Stuart triumphantly bellowed Ihor as the Nazi was presented with his trophy. Please tell me.
Time for a little ad read. Tour dates now available at dangercatshop.com. That's right. We're all over the map. Where are we again? Give me one second. Probably said it at the beginning of the episode. September 11th, Calgary. Second show added to the Danger Room. September 29th, Salmon Arm. September 30th in Kelowna. October 1st, Kamloops. The second show has been added to the Kamloops stop. Okay, we got some more dates that we're just waiting to release. And I believe Vernon is one of those stops, and we will be heading out east, specifically the province of Manitoba. And we will be releasing those dates on dangercatshop.com. So be sure to keep updated on there or follow any of our social media, specifically Danger Cats Comedy on Instagram. Patreon.com/DangerCats69. You can get an exclusive episode of the Uncle Hack podcast every week in audio and video format. Isn't that lovely? That's right. We are going harder on the Patreon episodes. You get more $50 words, as Sam Walker calls them. That's right. Some ugly, disgusting language, which you love. I know you love. All of our roast battles, the ones that are deemed too dangerous to be on the internet, which we've proved when I put out a roast joke and the whole world went up a little upsetty spaghetti and ended up getting two shows of ours canceled in Smithers and Prince George, British Columbia. Pussies. Anyways, those roast battles that caused those cancellations are now available on our Patreon, and you can watch all those anytime, anywhere, on your phone, television, it don't matter. Also, you will get this episode that you're listening to now 48 hours earlier than everybody else. So you get an early episode, all our roast battles, and an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast. Plus, we're going to be, once we go on tour, we're going to be filming a lot behind the scenes type content that we will be airing on the Patreon. So if you like what we're doing and you want to support the channel and you want to support Danger Cats comedy, please sign up for patreon.com/dangercat69. And yeah, it's a great way to support the channel or come to live shows, come hang, share the video. Doesn't really matter. Anyways, back to the episode. So they were clearly aware of the tattoos that were on his body, right? They definitely understood of where this guy's politics lie. Jesus, prior to Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February of this year, mainstream outlets from the Daily Beast to Vox to Foreign Policy and even the U.S. government propaganda outlet Voice of America have each acknowledged the Azov Battalion's embrace of Nazism. Right sector group has been similarly identified as a fascist organization. Since the invasion, however, Western corporate media has downplayed the presence of Nazis in the Ukrainian armed forces as groups like Azov have taken on prominent frontline roles. Reached by phone, Warrior Games communication director Travis Clater would not tell the Gray Zone who covered the travel expenses of Team Ukraine and other foreign competitors. Clater merely stated that the Department of Defense is not responsible for their costs. However, he noted that the relationship with each team is different. Ukraine and Canada are the only foreign teams participating in this year's competition. While promising this reporter a more complete response by email, Clator has so far failed to deliver. A video on the DoD Warrior Games YouTube channel entitled Family Night at Magic Kingdom shows some members of Team Ukraine enjoying a night out at the world famous theme park. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Ihor and the boys catching a little, you know, the little show outside the Disney Palace. You know, it's an emotional moment. They've worked so hard to further the movement. And here they are, finally able to relax in none other than Walt Disney's Playground of Paradise. Escape the war, you know, instead of listening to dubstep in Kiev, here they are, they're toe-tapping at the Disney Palace. This year's Warrior Games are taking place at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex at the Walt Disney World Resort. Competitions including shooting, wheelchair rugby, cycling, powerlifting, indoor rowing, wheelchair basketball, field golf, track and swimming, sitting volleyball, and archery. This is the first year Team Ukraine has participated in the Warrior Games. Its athletes came away with at least 18 gold medals. Hey. There's a joke in there somewhere about making sure that a certain class of people aren't getting the gold, right? Ukraine's team.
Come on, man.
A similar competition of wounded veterans founded by Prince Harry after the English royal attended the Warrior Games. Ukraine's Invictus Games team and Warrior Games team are both led by Oksana Gorbach, according to the Ukrainian Ministry of Veteran Affairs. Holy shit, the one guy on the right, he looks like he's, you know, he's thrown a couple cigs in his day, if you know what I mean. Isn't that interesting? This just goes back to, like, even the level of, like, how much we look into things, right? We just take it for face value these days. We don't give a shit. This guy's coming over with Nazi tattoos, and the Department of Defense is still like, whatever. We don't care, you know? You know what we're trying to deal with? We're trying to still convince people that Trump is a racist. You think that they're going to go this far? You know what we'll do? If this starts getting a little bit of light, we're just going to come on and just, you know, invade Trump's house again. Just make sure that's running headlines. Keep this sifted down. We don't want anybody talking about this. Who cares? He's in the Azov Battalion. Ooh. You know? Who cares? We're using that as a proxy war anyways. Why are you guys getting all fucking agitated over what? One little tattoo? So, and he's wearing a t-shirt that has Azov Battalion's logo on it. You guys are getting all uppity about that, huh? That's the big thing on your concern. You don't want to know what? There's unvaccinated people riding the bus. Yeah. Isn't that something? There's unvaccinated people that want to ride the bus. There's people that want to take public transit without a fucking mask on. And you guys are worried about Jon Stewart bringing a Nazi to Disneyland. Don't you know that there's a war happening on our own ground and it's not letting children attend drag shows? You know, it's not letting children swing off stripper poles dressed like fucking, what's that goddamn show? RuPaul. We don't have 10-year-olds swinging. This isn't a free country until then. So until then, we're not going to worry about bringing a Nazi to Disneyland. Why the fuck do we care? You know? Why am I bringing this up? I'm not fighting the good fight over here. Jesus Christ. See, this is what I mean. My brain, I need a booster shot. My brain's being corrupted. I read this and I'm like, oh, I'm a patriot. I need the booster shot so that way I can be a good obedient citizen. They can zap me every time I get a wild thought, you know, being like, yeah, that doesn't look good. That looks a little off. Getting zapped up. Fucking dummy me with a jolt. You know, maybe that's what the third booster's for. They're going to have 5G towers that are able to electrocute you if you start getting a little bit of a wild thought upstairs. Listen, let the Nazis go to Disneyland, hack. What, a Nazi can't go to Disneyland? Where's Antifa in this one? Christ almighty, you had a real life one in Florida. Where were you assholes when this prick came fucking strolling into town? He's even got the tattoos to match. Where were those guys? Too busy protecting fucking drag brunches with AK-47s. Isn't that something? They had their AR-15s protecting a drag brunch. Isn't that something? Isn't that nice? That's sense of community, folks. That's what we're talking about this. Jesus Christ almighty. This is what a world. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Isn't it funny when the opportunity to punch a Nazi, like that's what the whole, that's kind of funny. I seen that with like the Hassan Piker and Sam Hyde. That's funny. And, now I'm a Sam Hyde fan. I find him quite hilarious. He's the GOAT when it comes to trolling, all that. He is the GOAT. And I find it funny as soon as you get an opportunity, you know, you I think was, yeah, because he was on the Young Turks for quite some time, Hassan Piker. And then you have alleged far-right extremist calling you out to box. And it's like, well, that's a kind of like crime of violence. Well, you're kind of ruining your opportunity here, good sir. I think it may be time to sack up and do that ever so thing that you say that you do, and that's punching Nazis. At least attempt it. At least maybe even show up to the war games. Christ, maybe the guy's in a wheelchair. You could have shoved him down a set of stairs. Nobody would have said jack shit. You imagine they turn on him, be like, whoa, what the hell? You don't, I get it. Yeah, he's a neo-Nazi, but did you have to go that far? What the hell is wrong with you? That is too good to be true. The Department of Defense funds, you know, a fun little trip for the fellas. The Azov Battalion needs a little break over there. It's a hard-fought war taking place between Russia and Ukraine. And here we sit. We just needed to give them a little vacay, little housewarming gift. I don't fucking know. Christ almighty. It gives me a headache trying to keep up with everything that's taking place these days. Isn't it something? It is truly beautiful. Next up on our little plate here is our lovely friend. Isn't this something? Okay, so now it's looking like COVID restrictions this winter. Justin Trudeau threatens new COVID restrictions this winter unless 80 to 90% of Canadians receive a booster shot because, as we learned in the last episode, right? Because that guy didn't have his booster shot. And if you're part of the Patreon exclusive, you would have heard the apology of my uncle who yelled at Chrystia Freeland in the hotel lobby, right? And the reason why we need the booster, it's scientifically proven by nobody that the booster, it will help you level out your thoughts. See, politicians need to be safe in the streets and they need us mutes. Right, we need more autists, right? More autistic, maybe more Down syndrome kids. We need less dumb people fucking, right? We need less pregnancies, less teen pregnancies. So we need to like ensure that that happens. And by making sure that everybody is boosted going into the winter, you need your third dose, your fourth dose. If you got your third and fourth, fuck, get a fifth. Just get the fifth one. Because it's not necessarily, you know, we're not trying to fight the virus. The virus is you, Okay. The virus is you and your dumb fucking rhetoric that you have stored inside your head that you think is right. You conspiracy theorists walking around thinking that the World Economic Forum wants to make sure that you own nothing and you can rent your car from Klaus Schwab, right? So what? How do we defeat that? Simple. By putting boosters in you, making you a mute. That's the science behind that. It just it attacks the brain cells. You're able to mellow out instead of wanting to scream at the deputy prime minister in a hotel lobby in Grand Prairie. No. Instead, you want to sit at home and watch Jon Stewart give a nice speech at the Warrior Games with a Nazi underneath his arm, just telling the sea art they're not that bad. And you just go, yeah, you know what? Maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Maybe they're not that bad. You know, the ones in the past, not really for them, but these new brand of Nazis, you know, the ones that'll allow American money to be laundered through our governments and businesses. Germany wasn't too keen on American dollars, where Ukraine will take America. We'll take American currency. So we'll let that happen. This is a new brand of Nazi, right? And we just need to update ourselves, you know, become more muted. Less on Twitter. We need you on TikTok. We need you on TikTok. I was thinking of this today before I start yapping about this. Wouldn't it be great? What if, you remember when Jim Carrey came out and he was doing like the tongue thing? Remember when he's sticking his tongue through the triangle and whatever he's saying about it, trying to do all that? Hear me out. I was thinking like the eyes covered, tongue out. You know how there's like symbolism will be their downfall. Eyes covered, tongue out photos, and it's the all-eating tongue. What is the all-eating tongue, you ask? It'll eat anything. It'll eat ass, sneeze. It eats it all. Everything you put in front of it, it'll eat. It'll eat anything. It'll eat sniz after the gym. Nothing will stop the all-eating tongue from eating puss, ace, you know? That's pretty much it. That's where the list ends. It's just like, the old all-eating tongue. I don't know why I thought that was funny today, like trying to make that a conspiracy theory was the all-eating tongue, except the all-eating tongue doesn't eat bugs. It only eats steak and raw pussy. That's what it eats. Maybe that's it. The all-eating tongue. Or the all-tasting tongue. That actually sounds a little better. The all-tasting tongue. It'll taste a little steak on it. How do you like your steak?
Exactly like my pussy, bloody as hell.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man.
All right, let's get...
things to...
Whoa. Let's get into our utter madness. This guy is vile. Let's see what Big Trudy has to say here in this minute 44 clip. Where are we?
Remember is COVID's not done with... Things to remember is COVID's not done with us yet. We might want to be done with it, but it's still around. And yes, we have a lot more tools, a lot more understanding, a lot more knowledge on how to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe that have allowed us to get back to regular life in a lot of ways for a whole bunch of people. But we also know that as winter comes and as people get pushed back indoors, there is a real risk of another serious wave of COVID. One of the best things we can do to prevent that wave, prevent the pressure on our healthcare system, prevent...
Yeah, because all summer there wasn't music festivals of hundreds and thousands of people gathering all throughout. You know, I'm not saying one singular event, but I'm watching Big Valley Jamboree app and Country Thunder just on the weekend here. Poison, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Joan Jett get together and sell out the Coliseum where the fucking Edmonton Eskimo... Oh! The Edmonton Elks play. So, you know... It just seems a little strange, doesn't it? Prepare to lock down for winter.
This jackass.
He's so theatrical with his words. See, this is why you need the booster so you can buy into what he's doing here. This acting isn't appreciated unless you're mentally retarded, right? And the only way you become mentally retarded is by getting your third or fourth booster. See, this is him being selfish, trying to further his acting career, his failed acting career. And, geez, I should be webbing. You know, there's QAnon, and then there's Catanon, okay? The DC 6-9 version, where I figure out all this shit for you, you know? I figure it all out for you. Some people call me a complete moron, and they are correct. But others come to this channel. They listen to this podcast for me to figure out what's actually happening out there, right? I barely leave the house these days unless it's to comedy clubs. But when I do, see, there's too much work to be done online. That's the problem. There's way too much work to be done online. So here I sit before you figuring out what's happening, okay? Third or fourth booster is when you really start to... You ever tried to run like Windows 11 on a PC from 1995? Doesn't work, right? It just crash, fail. That's what needs to happen here with us as human beings. We're going real Tucker Carlson there. That's why they want you to have the vaccine. They want you retarded. In fact, not only do they want you retarded, as the Jewish rabbi once said, the vaccine will turn you gay. And before you know it, you will be at brunch throwing dollar bills at a child dressed as a drag queen while you take down Eggs Benedict. Is that what we want? Is that the America you want to live in? That is why we're standing against the vaccine for measures of that. Now, is there health benefits? I don't know. Do you want monkeypox? Probably not. Not too many of you seem eager to sit in a bathhouse and have 18 different gay men piss down your throat. Now, ask yourself this. Do you want the booster after hearing this type of information? Not us. Not me. It's not the America I grew up in. The cheeseburgers, baseball, and muscle cars. Instead, we have electric vehicles, brunch with child grooming drag queens, and vaccinated or unvaccinated bigots.
Gay!
Exactly. Now we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to listen to Justin Trudeau and see what he has to say about the Canadian vaccine mandates that are in place.
Provinces from having to take decisions around restrictions and mandates is to ensure that everyone is up to date in their vaccinations. The recommendation is, you know, you should be up to date in your vaccinations if you have had a dose within 6 months. Everyone who has been a while since their vaccination, today's vaccination, should look at the fact that we have new vaccines coming out this month that are tailored against Omicron, that will provide better protection, and everyone should get out and get vaccinated. If we are able to hit that 80, 85, 90%.
You ever watch like a shitty car salesman try to convince you that you need this vehicle? That's what that feels like right there. It seems like it's like listening to a car salesman that knows nothing about the product that he is trying to sell, or just a salesman in general, you know, a commission-based salesman trying to convince you that this is exactly what you need in your life at this moment in time, you know? This right here, you need like two or three, I'm telling you, please just buy the fucking car. Buy the fucking car. Jesus Christ. My kid's not getting it. Yeah, at this pace, I'm not going to be able to have Christmas at our house if you don't buy the fucking car. Get the vaccine. Get the fucking vaccine. I'd hate to really shut this country down. Jesus Christ. It's like extremely pathetic at this point. It's been 2 years. put it on the shelf. Give it a rest. Okay? We're fine. We don't need this shit anymore. You can kiss where I shit if I'm doing all that horse shit again. I swear to God. I swear to the fucking heavens above me. If a bunch of fat old white women start thinking that they're super cops because they're walking around the supermarket with masks on, I will fucking go ballistic. I will go bananas. I will go full fucking Dark Knight, you know? What or whatever evil villain there is out there. If I have to deal with security guards thinking that they're actually super cops again, my fucking brain will explode. I cannot handle that ever again. That was way too much for way too long. You know, you walk in, yeah, where's your mask? Remember the fucking the 7-Eleven clerk? They still got the, you got the fucking plexiglass. What are you worried about me for? You got the COVID-proof plexiglass in front of the register. Why are you worried? I'm scanning my own items these days. You know? I'm scanning my own items. The only thing I need you to do is hand me the smokes under the plexiguard. And don't worry, I won't touch you. You got the plastic gloves on to serve me the most processed food that sits on that grill. And cigarettes. Two of the most healthiest options that I could possibly put in my body from that store. And you're worried about a virus. Listen, lady, I'm killing myself over here with cancer sticks and processed cheddar. I don't even know the ingredients in a fucking taquito, whatever the hell they are called. But all I know is half a bite in and you have the most vicious case of heartburn you've ever endured in your life. That can't be healthy. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that's not the most healthiest option on the planet. But yet, Martha, God bless her, on the front lines, essential worker down at the 7-Eleven, right? Down at the 7-Eleven. They're going to fold a flag when she dies and put it in her casket for being such a brave warrior during those tough times of serving Canadian classics king size to every deadbeat in the neighborhood. You know, nothing. Give me a 20 pack of Canadian classic king size, please, because that's all I have until the EI payments come back in. I got 3 more months to ride it out on the EI train before, I got to somewhat pretend to find a job. Christ almighty, I cannot handle that. Can you imagine? We cannot go back to that. I will have a conniption. That'll be it. I will fly completely off the fucking handle if that's the case. I would not be able to fathom a single week of that horse shit again. Arrows. Are we going to put the arrows back down? That was a fucking... Oh, no. Are we going to put the arrows back down in Walmart? Is that what's happening now? Are too many people? We don't know which way to go. Fuck me. If this prick... Where are we? Play the fucking video, will ya?
Of Canadians up to date in their vaccinations, we'll have a much better winter with much less need for the kinds of restrictions and rules that were so problematic for everyone over the past years. But
exactly what I'm saying. I swear to God, I will go Macho Man Randy Savage WrestleMania fucking 2 if this is the case. Ricky the Steamboat Dragon. Yeah, that's COVID. Ricky the Steamboat Dragon. I'm Macho Man Randy Savage. I already have the title. Intercontinental fucking champion over here. I will go bananas. Oh, yeah. you think your little security badge, is gonna stop me from coming in your little store? Tell me to put my mask on. You think you're gonna put in a little bit of restriction? That's it. People might get violent. Jesus.
Every step of the way, government's responsibility is to keep people safe, to prevent our healthcare systems from getting overwhelmed. And that's where individuals choosing to make sure they're up to date in their vaccinations with these new vaccines is going to help us all.
Only because I have a stake in the company and we are receiving record dividend payments like we've never seen before. I cannot believe it. I have increased my wealth by my portfolio has went up 1,100% since the beginning of this. And I'm going to lean into this motherfucker so that way I can retire in the island of Tahiti and never see one of your fucking faces ever again. And I will act like I care. I will act until I can sufficiently live the rest of my life away from civilization, because God forbid, we all know what's going to happen. They will drag me into the streets and put 7 different kinds of sneakers up my ass. Oh, boy. Well, buckle up, folks, because it's WrestleMania against security guards all over again. I can sense it in the future. You might as well, you know what, take the Uncle Hack approach. What am I doing? I'm back in the gym. I'm lifting weights, eating healthy, getting geared up because I know that the battle's right around the corner. I know that they want to strip me of my title. And I think it's going to happen. No, sir. Not me. No, not ever. Hulk Hogan, a.k.a. Big Trudy, why don't you put on your little war paint, a black-faced steel set, old Yag Meat or Jimmy's fucking turban, because I'm going to meet you outside outside the Saddle Dome, and we're going to settle this macho mono. That is El Macho Man Uncle Hack signing out from another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Still roast battle champion Noah Broder better put on his big boy socks October 7th because I'm coming for you, brother. I am going to decimate you in front of a crowd of people at Yuck Yucks. October 7th. That's right. The pen is sharp. The tongue is sharper. I'm going to eat your ass like it's fucking carrot cake, pal. Carrots that have been up your ass. And then I'm going to fucking chop them up, put them in a cake, and serve them to you. Anyways, thanks for listening to the episode.